The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is made possible by the Alumni Association of the University of Michigan. For those who leave Michigan, but for whom Michigan never leaves. Join today at umalumni.com.
You know, I sometimes, as we were getting through this, these last couple of segments, I know Ed started out a little cautious with his optimism. Then it seemed like his optimism increased when we talked about Martez Ivey being injured. And now it sounds like with when I told him that, hey, Don Brown's approach on defense is, hey, the defense is the defense. And if the guys are having issues, that he, this was his quote, and you'll hear it on Inside Schembechler Hall. He said, look, man, if the scheme is more basic for us, then it's more basic for the opposition. I feel like as the coach, it's up to me to teach these guys to the point of execution. And if they aren't executing, that's on me, the coach. We got to teach better. So it's like, wow. I mean, it's a huge burden to put on your shoulders as a coach. But he said, that's the challenge. That's the challenge when you have a young squad is teaching them in a way where they get it. It's part of what they were doing is because he got to talking about Mike Zordich and the young corners. And he said, I think that was part of the teaching process. He said, I think it was less truth and more motivation. His commentary about, hey, the corners and someone needs to step up and grab it and all of that. He said he's motivating guys. It certainly is working with LeVert Hill.
Sure. I mean, he's a guy who has all the physical talent in the world, but, you know, I think you've brought up multiple times, people are always like, okay, can you be consistent?
Yeah.
And that's something that is often a question for young players, and hopefully he pulls through. He's a guy who, like, I'm pretty comfortable if you're going to run a go route against him in man coverage. Like, but he needs to be that guy when they put trips on one side and he's on the backside of the formation by himself. Like, he needs to be able to do that.
Well, I'm with you. I'm confident. I think LeVert Hill is going to have a really good season. I don't know about the other corner yet. No, I don't know about the right. other coverage options.
Well, I mean,
for Michigan.
I think my point, the point I was trying to make is like, it's a little concerning to me that Don Brown seems like he wants to play his defense without really looking at the personnel he has. And I feel like Harbaugh, that's exactly what Harbaugh does not do on the offensive side of the ball. He's been really good about adapting to his personnel, seeing that they weren't going to be a power running team as much.
Well,
the way he adapts to matchups in individual games.
See, I think we have to make a distinction here. When you say adapt, I think there's a difference between personnel and experience. You know, the physical okay. ability and the experience that you know that you get out on the field and that you can seize upon or that you can you know that you can reference to go out and help you. His feeling is, look, the experience in the scheme is enough to go out and rely upon what they can do physically. So he said, I'm gonna coach my defense to what they can do physically. The mental part, I can change. I can manipulate that as the coach. I can grow them up. I think that's the point that he's making. It'd be different if you had, you know, if you had spread guys that weren't capable of you know a power run attack, then you gotta adjust. But he's right. saying I got the guys that physically can execute my defense. Okay. They just don't have experience.
Yeah, that's a little different.
Like, and if you look at this linebacker core, saying that they shouldn't be blitzing is not correct. You have McCray, right. who's a terrific blitzer last year. You're bringing in Devin Bush. You have Hudson. Like, if you want to get the best out of these guys, sending them screaming across the line of scrimmage is a pretty good way to get that out of them.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta believe that there's some concern by Don Brown about corner because, first of all, you've got Drake Harris moving over earlier, and then this week you had Nate Johnson moving over.
Okay, they have a problem. Yeah. How is Don Brown going to solve it?
Well,
is Don Brown going to solve it?
Well, my guess is that you're right, that Don Brown's going to solve it by doing what he always does, which was bring pressure. And
aggression,
right? And they'll bring pressure.
Which
limits the frailties you might have on coverage.
I don't think they went to. Do they need to continue to grow the depth in the secondary and the corner position? Sure. I mean, they got some young guys they're bringing up, but I don't think that with Drake Harris or with Nate Johnson, it was like, oh man, we we got to have some more guys right now with Drake Harris. How are they going to get Drake Harris on the football field and take advantage of his talent?
Well, I think it's the same
talent
for Nate Johnson.
And so it was actually Jim who went to Drake and was like, hey, you should flip. It wasn't Don. It was like, hey, I need a corner. And with Nate Johnson, I mean, you got Oliver Martin, who's risen to the fore. Grant Perry's had a great camp.
Nate Shanley.
Eddie McDoom.
Shanley.
Nate Shanley.
Yeah.
And so it's like, hey, how can I get on the football field? Well, you know, there might be a clearer path on the other side. So I don't think that the cause and effect is how necessarily how you portrayed it. Can they assist? Sure. They can be assets. But I don't think that, you know, Don was saying, man, I got to have some guys, send me some guys from offense. I don't think it worked out like that.
Especially if the deal is that it isn't the physical elements of the game, but it's understanding what he's trying to do. I mean, that's going to take time. And you're not going to bring a guy like Nate Johnson over, and he's not going to learn it in a week.
Yeah, not going to be there overnight. You're right. And then, you know, Drake, it's, you know, he started out camp well, and it's about avoiding the, you know, the bumps and bruises that come with camp. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see if he can work himself back into the mix now that the season is upon us.
I would just like to point out, like, I don't really have concerns about this game in particular for the secondary. And
give
Don
me
Brown's
scores.
Schemes,
give me scores, guys. Give me scores.
75-2.
28-23.
So you got him scoring 28.
No. Did I say 28?
Yeah.
No, I didn't mean that. 25-21.
25-20. 25. 20. I like Michigan 2, 20-10. I don't see a lot of scoring in the game.
75-2.
We'll see. We'll see. All right. We are out of time. I just see Mark and Lansing is on hold. How about this, Mark? I'm sure our next host from Inside the Huddle, Michael Spath, will take care of business for you. We'll address your question. So hang on hold. Want to remind you guys that we are going on the road. The Michigan Insider is. We will broadcast live from Dallas tomorrow. And then Saturday, the KeyBank countdown to kickoff will open the season live from the Arlington Convention Center, site of the University of Michigan Alumni Association tailgate before the season opening matchup with the Florida Gators at Cowboys Stadium. Pregame coverage starts at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. WTKA on the road is made possible by our friends at American Airlines.